الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وألهمها فجورها وتقواها سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم الله سبحانه وتعالى He is the creator of this universe. He created everything so beautiful. All His creation is for the mankind so they can utilize, they can get benefit, they can enjoy, and they can practice and they can remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mankind is for Allah and everything is for the mankind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do not need anything from this universe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's angels, they don't utilize anything. All the mahluk is serving the mankind. You can imagine even sun and moon and star, they all are serving the mankind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He made days, and the days are according to the solar system, because the sun rises and sun sets, and this is the way, alhamdulillah, the day begin and day end. And by the end of the day, we realize ourselves, one of my day of my life is finished. Maybe you notice also, every day when you finish, before you sleep, maybe you think in your mind, one more chance is gone. I don't know, I have earned something or I have lost something. Am I going more closer towards the paradise or I'm getting more closer to the hellfire? So the message is going on in your mind that the life is finishing because the day is finishing. You're trying to finish your work by the end of the day because you have assignments and you feel like, I have only this day and I have to finish all my assignment. The next day when you wake up in the morning, actually this is a new chance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving you to rectify yourself, to purify yourself. A new chance. That's why a moment when he wake up, he make a dua, he feel happy. With the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm given one more chance. Now I'm going to be working all my day and I will do good deeds. And inshallah, you know, if I have done wrong in my life before, then I will make tawbah and I will purify myself. And at the same time, you see the week, like every Jum'ah. When you come to the Jum'ah, you have a feeling that my last Jum'ah and this Jum'ah, they seems like very close to each other. How fast the time is running, you realize by coming for the Jum'ah. Oh, you know, week so fast. Especially these days, we always feel like that. Same thing. The month finish so fast. You know, one Ramadan, after Ramadan, another one come, and you realize, oh, you know, soon it was a Ramadan, and now look, another Ramadan came. So what happened, you know, the life, you know, years and years are passing. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created like this? Because this time is special for this dunya. Man is also given a specific time to earn the good deeds. You're born a small baby, then you grow up, then you become adult. It's like a blooming age. Then start getting older, then the hairs start getting gray, so you start looking over there. Some people, they start coloring this. No need to color. Because, you know, if you have gray hairs, mashallah, you're going to see every day, oh, I am changing. You know, I'm getting more closer. One day I'm going to meet my Lord. And if you color everything, you're going to feel, I am still young. No problem. I can still do something wrong if I want. But when your gray hairs remind you every day, yes, you're going to say, now I have to be serious in my life. It's something different. You know, so similarly, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, He started making this person a little bit sick. Some people, they get some kind of disease like diabetes, hypertension, then gradually heart problem. Some people, they get, you know, minor strokes. So now he, you know, his face starts changing. It does not look like, you know, young before. So if you look your picture 10 years back, and you're going to say, oh, really? I change a lot. So all my purpose to explain all these things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He made specifically all this. Why? Because we should remember. Similarly, if you see, there are some Islamic months, there are some Islamic dates, some Islamic days and nights. You know, Laylatul Qadr is a night. You know, when you reach to Laylatul Qadr, you feel so happy. And you need energy to earn on the Laylatul Qadr. Similarly, when Ramadan comes, the masjid get full. Why? Because if people were lazy before, now they realize this is the month of Ramadan. I need to do something, somehow. You know, so he will put all his busy schedule on site and he will start working hard for the Ramadan. You know, same thing when Hajj comes, it gives you a reminder that I have to go for Hajj. You know, I didn't perform my Hajj. If I die, what going to happen? Similarly, this month is Rabiul Awwal, where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born. So this is also very special month. And we need to discuss about, you know, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because, you know, we all are believers, and our kalama and our shahada, our witness is La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. What is that? This mean that when we say La ilaha illallah, this means we are declaring that we have a special relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu waliyul ladhina amanu. Allah is friend of all believers. So similarly, we have to also show some kind of attachment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, and this attachment varies person to person. You know, everybody has different level of attachment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, some people, they have deep attachment. الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قَيَامًا وَقَعُودًا عَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ. While they are standing, they are sitting, they are lying, they are in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is also a form that one has to remember Allah. We have to do all our assignments of life. You know, you have to do job, you have to take care of your children, you have to, you know, do everything. But in your background, in your mind, you should have a feeling that Allah is watching me. وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَ مَا كُنْتُمْ. Wherever you go, Allah is with you. وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. Allah is even closer to your jugular vein. So if Allah is so close, if your boss is around, what will be your seriousness on your work? You know, when the boss is away, yes, something is different. But when boss is around, you should have a feeling. You know, when we do, you know, sin, when we do something wrong, when we disobey our Lord, you know, at that time, we don't remember Allah. How come a person who remember Allah and he commit sin, he disobey Allah, in As a matter of fact, we never ever thought, I believe, or we did not thought seriously in our life that we are getting closer to our death. Death is something very serious and very important, and you cannot avoid death. So every day the message is coming, one day is gone, another day is gone, months are passing, years are finishing, and the life is going to end. So all these feelings, you know, if we have in our mind, then we're going to be prepared. If you have a journey, for example, you're planning to go someplace, you know, and you're going to prepare for that. You know, you bought the ticket, mashallah. Before, you was just thinking in your mind. Then you bought the ticket. Once you bought the ticket, your seriousness changed now. Now you know that, okay, I have to go on this date. If there is any appointment that you have to make scheduled, you're going to say, look, all the scheduling before this appointment, not after this, because I have to travel. I'm going somewhere, you know. So all the scheduling going to be before that time, not after that time, not during that time, you know. So similarly, when the moment he think that I have to die, he going to schedule everything before. He going to say, I have to earn good deeds, I have to do such amal. Then he going to see, okay, you know, where I am going, I'm going to some place where I'm going to live long time. So I need a lot of things with me, you know. So based on, you know, like if you are going from nearby, you're not going to have any suitcase with you, will you? No. So you're going to say, okay, I'm just going with my clothing, I'm going to go and come back. But if you're going to a little bit far in a city, you're going to say, my handbag is sufficient. I don't need more than that. But if you have a plan to stay over there, like young students, they go in and they stay in the dorm, so then they're going to have a planning. Two suitcases or something, you know, they should have a money in their hand so they can go over there, purchase their needs over there, and then they're going to stay over there and they're going to utilize. But if someone decided to move from one city to the other city permanently, then he's going to need a moving, you know, truck or something, you know. So then he's going to get everything what he has, he's going to load on the truck, and he's going to move, you know, into the new city. Similarly, when we're going to be dying, we're going to be dying forever. Nothing gonna left over here for us. Not our body, not our property, nothing gonna be going with, you know, we're gonna leave everything here. Yes, if everything is for sake of akhirah, everything will go with us. Alhamdulillah. Such a beautiful, you know, system. Otherwise, everything gonna stay here. So, you know, the schedule should be accordingly. And then at the same time, when we have a true belief on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we will be prepared to see our Lord, to meet our Lord. This is something so exciting for a moment, because all his life, what he was doing, he was waiting to see his Lord. The Lord who was showering his blessings upon him all his life. The Lord who created him, you know. We was not created by ourselves. Then the Lord who was giving the sustenance all his, our life. Then the Lord will give us the death, and we will taste this death. That's why the word used taste, because taste is sour or taste is sweet, you know, depending upon the hamal. Then we're going to go, inshallah, and we're going to meet our Lord. And the meeting place to Lord is in the paradise. And if we enter into the paradise, alhamdulillah, we're going to meet our Lord. So this is a witness kalama, you know, la ilaha illallah, or ashadu an la ilaha illallah. These are the kalamat that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to utter. That, oh Allah, I witness you. I am true worshipper. I worship you. So what is our situation? Are we true worshipper of Allah? Or are we just saying by our tongue? You know, just by tongue. Or we really have a witness from our heart. This is something we really need to seriously sit down and think and evaluate yourself. What is my relation? You know, so everybody has different relation. Some people, they born in a Muslim family. They just by birth Muslim. But inside, the witness is not strong the way we should have it. So other part of the kalima is Muhammadur Rasulullah. This is the month Rabiul Awwal. Alhamdulillah. We have also witnesses that we believe and we are saying Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. That messenger, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Muhammad, he is the messenger from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what does it mean now? You know, that this means that we accepted Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as our Rasul, as our guide, as our role model, as, you know, we need to follow him, and, you know, all this we are declaring in this kalima. Now, look at that, our society. What happened to our Muslim society these days? You know, alhamdulillah, we all have a belief. That's not the problem. We all, you know, saying by tongue, and also to some extent we are witness from our heart that alhamdulillah, and we are declaring to all, you know, people that we are Muslim. But at the same time, you know, we see our ibadat. Yes, our ibadat are not as strong as it's supposed to be, because if we have belief, then our ibadat should be accordingly. Because when we said, Allah, you are my, you know, Lord, and I am true worshipper, what does it mean? You know, how I should submit myself? Alhamdulillah, to some extent, we still feel, or we can say, that Muslims are praying, Muslims are fasting, Muslims are giving the charities, they're going for Hajj. Alhamdulillah, to some extent, we still say they are practicing. You know, whatsoever is effort they are making. Yeah, some people, they have a more taqwa as compared to other. Some people, they have more remembrance than other. Some people have more love for Allah as compared to other. Then another thing is that following the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is really getting jeopardized in the Islamic community these days. This is this part of a kalima is really getting jeopardized in the Islamic Ummah these days. If you go one or two generation above, you know, you will realize our elders was not like this. Our elders was not like this. We suddenly change and we start feeling like following the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam maybe is not really so important. If we really have a feeling that this is important, how we can avoid all this? We don't avoid taking our medicine. Why? Because we know this is important for my health. If I don't take my blood pressure medicine, I don't take my diabetes medicines and all these things, I'm going to get sick. Similarly, you know, we don't realize that following Rasulullah is so important. You know, I can give you one example. You know, when a girl, she decided to marry a boy, you know, on that day, when she is getting married, she decorate herself, you know, from head to toe. If you see how she is decorating, how she is dressing, you know, how she is putting the jewelries and everything, every organ she is decorating. Why? Because when the first look of the husband, you know, she should be attractive. She should look nice. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to meet on the day of judgment, and we also want, you know, yuhibbuhum wa yuhibbunahu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us, and we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we want to meet Allah. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will happy with us when from head to toe we are following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When we decorate ourselves, then, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will like us. Number two, about the sunnah, one thing you need to remember, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did anything from his own. Everything get commanded by Allah, guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he did it. So Allah is creator of the universe. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided the best to his beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So anything, for example, if you say eating, sleeping, drinking, doing brushing, you know, you name it, everything. You know, all the ibadat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, everyone is the best, you know, action that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he taught Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when we follow the sunnah, this means we are doing the best actions in our life. So if someone say, well, it is not important, you know, because this is not farz, this is sunnah. So this means he is losing the best action, and from his own judgment, he's trying to do certain amal, and those certain amal is not going to have that quality, you know, obviously is not going to have that quality. So if someone really wants to achieve the best quality and the best reward on the day of judgment, then he has to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Here is one difference that everyone must understand. There is something called hadith, and there is also a sunnah. Hadith is a saying of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or any action is done and sahabi he narrating, or the sahabi is doing in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and then he is narrating, or you know, there are a definition of hadith. So there could be different actions in our life. For example, you drink water, you drink milk, you drink juice, you drink tea, hot tea, cold tea. So if you will look into the chapters of a hadith book, you will see there will be 5-6 varieties. You know, you can drink this, you can do this, you can do this, you can do this. But if you can ask the close person, you know, what is the habit of this person? He's going to tell you he has a habit of drinking tea. Or somebody don't have a habit of drinking tea. Yes, but you saw him one day, he's drinking tea, you know. But the other person who is close and who is always watching you, he's going to say, no, he don't drink tea. You know, he is not his. It does not mean he never ever drink tea. So, but in hadith, it will be narrated that somebody saw drinking tea. But sunnah is the practice of a person, that what mostly he been doing. So if really we want to be successful, or if we want to earn more reward, and then we have to look for the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is something we have to keep our mind. Yes, we have a choice. We can do other things, but mostly we should follow the sunnah of Rasulullah. This is something we need to find out from the books and from the scholars and from the suhbat of Awliya Allah, that you can sit down and you can learn those things, that what is the most of the practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's the practice Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the most. Obviously, that's why he was doing the most. But Islam is a practical religion. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he show all kind of actions. This is the month. Many people are talking different things. Alhamdulillah, we got some short time and we are able to talk something about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I hope that we're going to practice on the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we have to always look. We should not make something ourselves, which is called bid'ah. You know, and imagine that Allah will give us a reward. If you go to job and you start doing whatsoever you like it, and then you feel like the boss will pay you something. No, he will not pay you. You know, you have to find out what exactly boss wants. So when anyone start doing the bid'ah, this means that he is doing from himself and he is imagining that Allah will give him a reward. So we have to think ourselves that what really I am doing. Am I doing from my own nafs, or I am doing according to the knowledge that is divine knowledge and also the practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah make easy for us to practice on true Islam and true religion. Ameen. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.